In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of St. Gemma Galgani can be summarized by saying that it was a life of total love for Christ, love without conditions and until the end, a love that made her the blood bride of Jesus, resembling him in all the sufferings of his passion. She was a wife who knew how to abandon herself without limitations in the hands of her divine husband and accept his will even in the smallest details. To listen to her life is to breathe pure air from the heights of divinity. She teaches us with her life that pain is not absurd, but that it is the shortest way to holiness when you know how to accept it with love. St. Gemma's obedience was extraordinary. Her confessor forbade her to stop to listen to Jesus if he appeared to her. On one occasion, Jesus appeared to her covered in sores and told her to come over to kiss them. St. Gemma Galgani, remembering the forbiddance imposed, the young woman began to cry, but she did not approach. Meanwhile, she began to feel the signs of the impression of the sores on her hands, feet, and side. "What to do, my God?" "As soon as I noticed it," St. Gemma says, "I got up and fled, leaving the Lord alone. In this way I obeyed, and I am glad I did." In a letter of Father Germano Ropolo, he says, "Having received communion and given the blessing by the priest, I called Gemma to return to her place, but she was already in ecstasy. Fearing that someone might notice it, without uttering a word, inwardly I said, 'O Jesus, if it is your will, make her quickly come to her senses by obedience.' On the spot, can you believe it, she raised her head. I told her to go to her place, and so she did." Father Germano Ropolo relates that, on one occasion, when he was next to her bed with other members of the family, he told her, "Receive my blessing and sleep. We are going to leave." As soon as I said so, Gemma, turning from the opposite side, fell asleep soundly. So I got down on my knees, raised my eyes to the sky, and mentally ordered her to wake up. Wonderful thing! As if I had called out to her with a voice, she woke up with her usual smile. So I said to her, "Is this obedience? Didn't I tell you to sleep?" But she humbly replied, "Don't be upset, Father, but I felt that someone hit me on the back, and a voice shouted at me, 'Wake up, the Father is calling you.'" It was her guardian angel who watched by her side. The confessor gave her an hour of time to be with Jesus when he appeared to her. That was very painful for her. And St. Gemma Galgani says, "As soon as the hour that obedience has set for me is over, my angel warned me. What to do? Jesus continued to entertain me, but saw the situation in which I found myself. It was necessary for me to send Jesus to go away in order not to fail in obedience since the hour had ended." Jesus said, "Give me a sign that you will always obey." Then St. Gemma Galgani exclaimed, "Go away, Jesus, now I do not love you." Jesus, smiling, blessed St. Gemma, and entrusting her to the guardian angel, left her with such joy that she could not explain it. But one day St. Gemma disobeyed her confessor. She tells it like this. She had received an absolute prohibition from the Monsignor to leave the house alone. That day, precisely, my aunt was missing, and no one could observe me. And I left to go to 40 hours. I went out, and as I was leaving, I saw a man who began to follow me. I started walking without knowing where I was going. After I don't know how much time passed, I found myself in the Church of St. Michael. That man also entered the church, but then he disappeared. I went to confession. I went in, and the Monsignor was there. The first thing I accused myself of was of running away from home. But Monsignor did not scold me as usual. But on the contrary, he told me that I had done well. I kept confessing, and he approved everything I said. I went out, and again, that man began to follow me to the Church of the Holy Trinity. I ran to the nuns and begged them to accompany me home, as I was afraid, but they didn't want to accompany me. I was very startled, restless, and agitated. When I was with the nuns, I went into ecstasy. A crucifix was presented to me, and without thinking of making the sign of the cross as usual, I began to speak, and I don't know for how long I stayed. It was a whole day of the devil. The Monsignor who confessed her was the devil, who even came with the mitre on his head. Monsignor Volpi was afraid that everything that happened to her was a matter of the devil, or that she would allow herself to be deceived by him, and ordered her when Jesus, Mary, or the angel appeared to her to spit in their faces. St. Gemma Galgani writes to Father Germano, "Poor Jesus, sometimes I have been ungrateful to him. I have spat in his face, and he, so good, looked at me, laughed, and caressed me, because Jesus knew that the confessor ordered me to do so." Mother Euphemia Gemma Giannini related a situation that happened to St. Gemma Galgani. In the month of August 1902, on the 16th, the angel appeared to her. He wanted to heal her, but she didn't want him to touch her, and she told the angel, "My spiritual father doesn't want to." The angel replied to her, "But I am an angel." And she told the angel, "Yes, but you have the face of a man." Then she spat on the angel, and where her saliva fell, a beautiful white rose was born, on whose leaves it was written, "From love all is received." Then the angel got on his knees, clasped his hands, and prayed. He recited all the prayers that the priest says in the Mass, from the Holy, Holy, Holy to the Elevation, just as St. Gemma Galgani told me after the ecstasy. Her desire to repair so many offenses that Jesus receives through sinners was as great as her desire to love Jesus and for everyone to love him. St. Gemma affirms, "I would drop all my blood very willingly just to please Jesus and to prevent so many poor sinners from offending him. My God, what am I saying? Oh, at this moment, I would like my weak voice to reach the ends of the earth. I would like to make myself heard by all sinners, and I would like to shout to them, 'Sinners, do you prefer to mistreat and insult Jesus rather than see yourself mistreated?'" If you only knew how afflicted Jesus is at certain times and at certain hours, it is impossible, truly impossible, to almost stop to look at it. How many are those who feel sorry for him? Very few. Jesus is almost always alone. And it is so sad to see Jesus in the midst of so much pain. How to contemplate him in that state and not help him? And Jesus said to St. Gemma, "No one takes care of my love anymore. My heart is forgotten as if I had done nothing, as if I had suffered nothing for them. I am almost always alone in churches. And if many gather, they do so for motives that are very different from those I would like. And in this way, I have to suffer, seeing my church turned into a theater of entertainment. I see that many, with hypocritical countenance, betray me with sacrilegious communions. I need victims, but real victims, to calm the divine and just wrath of my Heavenly Father. I need souls that with their sufferings and tribulations and harshness satisfy for the sinners and the ungrateful. Oh, if I could make everyone understand how angry my Divine Father is against the world." And St. Gemma Galgani generously offered herself to Jesus as a victim for sinners. In an ecstasy, she said, "I want to be a victim for every sinner. I want to live as a victim, and I want to die as a victim." And Jesus accepted her offer. For this reason, in a letter to Father Germano Ruppolo, she says, "Yesterday at midnight Mass, at the moment of the offertory, I saw that Jesus offered me as a victim to the Eternal Father." St. Gemma Galgani had the gift of supernatural perfume. This gift consists of a certain perfume of exquisite softness that comes out of the bodies of some saints, their tombs, or their relics. St. Gemma had this gift. Her spiritual director, Father Germano, says with all guarantee, "She never breathed out a bad smell, even during the painful illnesses that kept her in bed for a long time. On the contrary, not infrequently, those of the family noticed that a pleasant fragrance came out of her body and the things she touched, which undoubtedly was not of this world. St. Gemma Galgani never used essences or perfumes, or made any use of soap to wash, except in case of real need. Consequently, that pleasant smell proclaimed by itself to be of a supernatural order, and so out of the ordinary that it stirred devotion. Even after her death, and in a state of putrefaction, her body exhaled with her delicate fragrance. In 1908, Father Germano says, being present at the transfer of the remains of the servant of God to another more dignified tomb, when the box was opened, and even though that body was in a state of putrefaction, I smelled that it gave off a very pleasant smell like balm. Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.